something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Legal and Vital Aspects of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Real Christianity, authentic Christianity, is God alive and functioning in a human being. That's Christianity. It is the pulsating life of Christ in a human body. That's what it is. It is the divine nature manifest in a human being. Divinity at work in humanity. Christianity is a living relationship. A living relationship with a living God. That's what it is. And you know something? The biggest thing, the all-inclusive word that Christianity is all about, the very thing that Jesus Christ came to this world to give, is in one word. Everything is inside it. He came to make fellowship with God possible for man. The word fellowship is the all-inclusive word. Jesus Christ came to bring us into a relationship, a living relationship with his Father, with God. And once you come into that relationship, everything changes for you. Everything changes. Until you know the reality of that relationship, you are in religion. You're practicing religion, including religious Christianity, which, of course, is a contradiction. Christ! Two important things. Two aspects of Christ, to be clear. And so we can understand it. And that will help you understand why sometimes, you know, there are those who say, I believe, I don't know why it's not working for me. Christians sometimes, some are struggling with their faith. They're struggling with their faith, trying to get the results in their job, trying, and things just seem to go worse and worse. Trying with their health, it seems to go worse and worse. Trying, oh, I want to have a child. I don't know, something's gone wrong with my body. And they've prayed, they've taken all kinds of drugs, and the things are getting worse. So I believe, why is my life going in the other direction? So you hear that again and again and again. Sometimes, because some are not aware of these two simple aspects of Christ. Now, to be aware of something is important, it's good. But you got to do something with your knowledge or awareness. Okay. You here? Ready? Okay. The first one is the legal aspect. There is a legal aspect of Christ. The legal aspect of salvation. Now that's very important. All right, take this. The legal aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all that we are, all that we have, all that we can do, and our position, rank, and authority as granted us in Christ. Do I do it again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The legal aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all that we are, all that we have, all that we can do, and our position, rank, and authority as granted us in Christ. Number two, I told you there are two aspects. One is the legal aspect. The second one is the vital aspect. Okay, so the vital aspect of the Christ life. You're writing this now? This refers to all what the Holy Spirit has done or is doing in our spirit, soul, and body through the Word, developing us after the image of Christ and the Father. I take it again, right? The vital aspect of the Christ life. This refers to all what the Holy Spirit has done or is doing in our spirit, soul, and body through the Word, developing us after the image of Christ and the Father. Very important. Now, without understanding this, there can be a mix-up, like so many people have had happen to them. They don't know what is legal. They don't know what is vital. And so they don't know how to apply the Word. So life becomes a constant war. They're praying so hard to get a job. They're praying so hard to be healthy. They're praying so hard to please God. They're praying so hard. Everything is like war every day. Christianity for them is a constant battle for their life. Don't misunderstand me. We are engaged in a warfare. Definitely. But we have to know what the warfare is about and who it is who we're fighting, what kind of fight it is. If we don't know, we're already lost before we got started. So you have to know. But we must also know those things that belong to us already that we don't have to try to claim, If I'm trying to claim something, it means I'm not in possession of it. Right? That's important. Very important. If I'm thinking I want to claim what belongs to me, Which one? Which one am I trying to claim? Like I'm trying to claim my health? Claim my health? So where was the health? And who am I trying to get it from? God? The devil? Who? Who's got it? Who am I claiming it from? Where does it lie so I might take it? A lot of times the things that Christians say, pray about, that make no spiritual sense, but they're just praying anyway because they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. You know, they think the multiplicity of words will grant them a hearing before God. It doesn't work that way. God is very legal. Very legal. And that's the reason he's dealt with even Satan in legality. You know, some people say, why doesn't God just clear the devil out? Why do I have to deal with the devil? Why? God can just destroy the devil. No, why don't he just destroy the devil, get him off the scene? He can't do it. Because there's a legal... Satan is operating on legal grounds. He's operating on legal grounds. So God can't destroy him. Understand. From the beginning, if you want to understand any serious doctrine in the Bible, you go first to the book of Genesis. It all takes off from there.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.